We are learning Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom last few words of Mem Beis. Shmuel said in his Memra that Me'idim Zeh L'Zeh, which means we have a property that's B'Shutvis. 55 Rimon Drive is owned B'Shutvis by two people, Reuven and Shimon. Now, someone comes in Ma'ara and says, that property in 55 Rimon is mine. The Levi comes and says, it's mine. Reuven can say Edus together with another aid that it belongs to Shimon. Now, that's very funny because it's Reuven's property also. How in the world could he say Edus on this property, on Shimon's property, if Reuven and Shimon are Shutvim?
So, he's
not saying Shimon's his partner now. He's saying is, everyone knows Reuven and Shimon are partners. And now Levi comes and is Ma'arer and says, this is my property. So Reuven comes together with another aid, with Beryl. They come and say, Edus, that this belongs to Shimon. So, the first obvious question, am I Noigim Beidusin name, Tapim Gimel Amud Aleph. This guy is Negev Edus. And more than that, he's a Baldova, like the Acharonim speak out. Even more than being just a Negev, he's a Baldova. Tomorrow answers, Achim Askin, on the cost of law, lay, he wrote to Shimon, Dim Vidvarim, Ainli Asadazu. He writes Shimon, a star, I'm relinquishing my chelik in this property. And now, I'll go say this on it. So he writes him, Mishtar, I don't have anything to do with this property.
He said, I don't have it, or he's relinquishing.
He wrote in a star exactly this. Ain li din vidvarim, asadazum. Freyti Gemara, v'chikosh loy mahava, does that work? Is that enough of relinquishing? But Tan, you lived in a brisa. If you tell your friend, din vidvarim ain li asadazum, that I have nothing to do with this field, v'ain li esigvam, and I have no business in it. Or the yadim slakas man, my hands are misulik from it. Loy amaklum, it's not enough. Like the Rashbam explains, and if you didn't get it yet, so then you can say, okay, I don't want to get it. But once you own something, you can't say I don't have a chelik in it because it's not lashon matana. It's kilu. It's like lashon of davening of tefillah. You're saying halavai, I wouldn't have anything to do with it, but it's yours. You didn't give it away. It's yours. So if it's yours, that's not enough of a kinyan. So how in the world does that work by writing Divadvaram in Liasadazu? So my answer is Okaman Skinon, Kashikanu Biyadoi. You made a kinyan, which means Reuven and Shimon made a kinyan. Reuven said, here, take the property. He said, I don't want to have anything to do with it. And he takes a kinyan sudo, he takes a sudo with a handkerchief, and they make a kinyan, and Shimon is kinda the property. And now there's a kinyan, so the words work because we know what he wants. He wants to give it away and make it a kinyan, so then it works.
What's the chiddush? Former buyers to testify?
Yeah, so that's a very good question. What's the chiddush? We'll see, the Gemara has a few kashanis, but the Pasha and chiddush is not worried about kinunya. Maybe they're making a shtick. He's going to give it away to him, and into the tish, he says, by the way, and when we finish this, you're giving it back to me. So we're not worried about that.
That's what it seems like.
That's what we're doing. They have a big problem. But we're assuming now that this is honest. He's giving it away. And that's a major chiddush taka.
He gave it away.
Now to someone else. We'll see. It obviously was once his. We'll see next tomorrow's kasha. The next tomorrow's kasha is, we'll speak it out outside first, is like this. That now, Reuven has a former property, right? Reuven has a property that used to be his. Now, what's the difference if someone has a property that's formerly his? The halacha is that if he has a chayiv, before he gave it away, he borrowed money from someone. And now that guy comes to collect from him and he's broke. So what's the halacha? He goes to his nechasim. So now that he has nechasim, someone will have where to collect from. The Baal chayiv will have where to collect from now, from that place. So now, if he wouldn't say Edus now on this property, and it really belongs to Levi, this place 54 Rimon, so then he's not going to be able to ever, the Baal Chayiv can't collect from that because it never was his. But now that he says Edus, and he says it belongs to Shimon, so now we know when it was Shimon, it used to be Reuven's. And if it used to be Reuven's, they'll be able to collect from it. So he has what to gain now by saying Edus on it, because now it'll be a property which could be a lien for his loans.
Where did Levi see your body?
Levi's the Ma'ar. Levi says it's his.
It's
Alta Zayda, the Baditchava. It's Bamash his from the years already. For 350 years, it says. And that's what he's climbing. And this guy's saying, hey, this, no, it's Shimon's. And the cash was, it says Reuven. It says Reuven gave it away. But still, Reuven has what to gain over here. He has what to gain because it goes to his Baal Chayiv. That's the Mar's cash. My hava hare amida fnei bal choyvoi. He could put in front of his bal choyvoi. Domar Ravin bar Shmuel. Mishmei de Shmuel. Hamoicha sodel chaveru shaloi bach rights. If you sell, this is tam halacha, if you sell a field to your friend, shaloi bach rights, which means if someone takes away from him, they're not coming back to you. Still, ain't made loyal. You still can't say edus on that property that it belongs to him. In a case where someone sells a property to his friend, and shaloi bach rights means someone takes away from him, I'm not paying you back. And someone's ma'ara on that property, that wouldn't mean, I don't know where you got it from. And I want to say, hey, this nigga got it from me, and it's mine, and it belongs to him, and that's good. The halacha is, he should be able to say hey, this. No achrayus, not coming back to him. The halacha is, he still can't say hey, this. Of course it's b'achrayus, he can't say hey, this, because it's coming back to me. Here the chiddush is, even shaloi b'achrayus can't say hey, this. Why not? Because my b'achrayus will have a place to collect from. That's the halacha of Rav Mar Shmuel, Mishmei de Shmuel. So here, by the shutif, having let us say Edis on his property, Ruben's Bachoiv could come use and collect from there. The Kabbalah Rais. The case here was that Ruven was Makabal Achrayis on the shutif. Now what are we talking about? Achrayis the man. And that's why he let us say Edis, because it's Makabal Achrayis. Speaking about, what are you talking about? Achrayis the man. Idem achrayis the alma, if it means that when Reuven gave away his chelik to Shimon, he says, anything that happens, I'm going to take care of it. So of course he can't say edus on this. Because he's promising him that if anything happens to the property, I'll take care of it. So of course he can't say edus. Elino achrayis means, achrayis to osle machmosei. He achrayis means, he says, if any of my balchoyiv collect from it, I'll owe you money. I owe you money. So now, he has nothing to gain by putting it in Shimon's hands. Why? Because why do we say he has to gain to live it in Shimon's hands? Because then his bachayiv will have where to collect from. But it's not going to. Once if I do that, I'm going to get a new bachayiv, Shimon. Because I promised Shimon, if a bachayiv takes from you, I'm going to pay you back. So if you're broke and your bachayiv comes and takes his property, you're going to get a new bachayiv. You know his name is Shimon. So you're not gaining anything from doing this. The whole point why I can't say Edis is because now I'm not going to be considered a Rasha like the Rashbam says. Because a loiva does not pay considered a Rasha. I'll have a place to get my chayiv, get rid of my chayiv, but now I'm going to have a new chayiv. I promised Shimon a chayiv. So it means he took a chayiv to Rasha Machmosa.
Isn't that always the case? I
sell
with a chayiv.
Only if I sell with a chayiv. Only if I sell with a chayiv. Now we're saying that's the case. He sold with a chayiv Machmosa. But here's a catch. I only took a chayiv for me. But if Levi takes the property in 55 Rimon, I'm not responsible. Because if Levi would take it, I'll be responsible, then I wouldn't be able to say Edis. Why not? Because then I'm going to give Edis, because I'm going to be responsible. I'm not responsible. Levi takes it, I'm not responsible. So I can say Edis for that. The question was, I, my Bal Choyv, might come and take it now, and that's why I want it in Shimon's hands. It's not going to gain anything, because I'm going to owe Shimon money anyway. So I'm going to replace one Bal Choyv with another Bal Choyv. I have nothing to gain. That's the point. What Mordechai was asking is that, what do you mean, every time you owe him the money? Here, it's not like that. Here, you only took half responsibility. Only responsibility for a chayiv, not for a ma'ar. And therefore, you could say edus. So, Gemara Vayta, v'chim yisalek nafshei minei, mi mistalek. Now, the Gemara is going to ask, aren't you worried for kanunya? Could you do that? V'chim yisalek nafshei minei, mi mistalek. Does it work? Like the Rashbam explains in the different masks of mi mistalek. It's more to the bottom, this Rashi. This Rashbam, me was a bitmiya. Me have a seal of gomer. I feel like I'll be edus. Is a real sealuk. Do I have a gay edus klal? Yochel ahead. Why aren't you worried? The ikla meim a kenun yehuda avud. Kadei shiyed alehal. And afterwards, I go back to him. Yachzus tovasai. That's more than to prove that you can't do such a thing. You cannot do such a thing. Where do you see that? By tying to the brisa. Bnei ear shniga sefer Torah shlam. Bnei ear that the sefer Torah was stolen. This is the only sefer Torah they have. They have one sefer Torah, and it was stolen from them. Ein donim b'dayonei oisa ear. When you have a din Torah on this sefer Torah that was stolen, you cannot use the dayonim of that city because they're negeva dava. They want that sefer Torah. They may be a raiban chayis ear. You can't use edim from that city again because they're negeva dava. They want the sefer Torah. And the Gemara's kasha is in Esau, if you have this idea of being mesalik yourself, relinquishing your ownership in this shutvis, so why don't you do that? In Esau, l'salka bei treminayu. Get two Edim to misalk himself and let them be the Dayanim or the Edim, Viladainu. So, Chairo, it's just a simple Eitzah. let two guys say, I am relinquishing my rishus on the Sefer Torah. And let them say this, just like we just said before, by the Shutvas. So obviously, why didn't you do that? Because you're worried about Kanunya, worried about a shtick. They're really going to come and take it back? Gemara says, no. Shani Sefer Torah, the Lashmiya Koyi. Sefer Torah, you're right, they can relinquish their rishus, but the problem is, they're going to hear leaning from it, they have to hear leaning from it every week in the shul. So they have what to gain, even if they're masalik themselves. And therefore, they're still negayev adava, because they do have anah. Like this, and the Acharim say even more, even though mitzvah is lav lehenesent nu, but it's not the vart of, it's the vart of negayev edus. L'maisa, I have a vested interest in making sure it's here, because I want to hear leaning. And therefore, by a sefer Torah, it won't help relinquishing your rishus. Tashma, Chabi, and Araya, if you could do this, see, look or not. Ha'imer, Tnumada, Lubnei Iri, someone on his deathbed says, I want to give a donation to the city. I'm giving $1 million to the city. And then, after he dies, the Yarshim say, my father was senile, what are you talking about? He never said such a thing. So you go to Din Torah, of course. So the halacha is, ain't done in the Yonah is here. You can't use the Yonah of that city because they want that $1 million donation to their city. They may be right, man, is here. You can't use Aiden of that city. Am I? Why don't two guys be Masalik himself and do the din? Now, what does it mean Masalik over here? So the Rashbam explains, what are we using this money for? For the walls and the streets of the city. The Tzarchei Rabbim. So the Rashbam says, Masalik ube trey minayu, shelo yehenu bay klal. Zoktim Aram, that the Rashbam is saying two ways you could do siluk. Either I'm saying I won't be nena at all, you know, and then so I can say I'm answering hanah from the walls and the streets. I don't know what to stay in the house. I don't know what to do, and then I'll say this. That's one way to masalik himself. The other way to masalik himself is by everyone has to pay a tax towards the city. And now, because this guy gave $1 million donation, they're saving on the taxes. So they say, I'm going to give taxes anyway. I'm not gaining from that. That would be a call to Silik. That's the Gemara's Kasha that wanted the Masalik themselves, Silik works, wanted to do the Silik, either by paying money or by saying they're not going to have Anah. Like the Maram explains, Medivir Rashbam of Uyr, the Sphere later, Vichot Tzarchi Rab Mashayach Silik. The Hainu Oishia Kabbalah Love Shloyahena Moisan Dvarim, a reading from the Maram, Oishitim Akisei Mashavagia Love. So the Maram's kasha is wanting to see look and for the Gemara, you know, we're talking about over here, he's giving the nation for the tzarech of a Sefer Torah. Hachinami for Sefer Torah. Here also, by a Sefer Torah. So here also by a Sefer Torah, that's the case where you're being mimisalik yourself. You're mimisalik yourself also, and there you can't do that. It doesn't work. You can't mimisalik yourself. Why don't you say that Lamaisa, I'm giving money towards the Sefer Torah, so so what's the big deal? Lamaisa, I'm giving money towards my Sefer Torah. So that should help. That I don't care. I'm not getting anything from you. And that the Maram says you can't buy a Sefer Torah just for that money. You need all the money. So that will never help you buy the Sefer Torah. Then he has a kasha. What about the walls? Ayin Shum. He has a good stickle Torah over there. How to answer the kasha? But the Maram says Torah is to want Sefer Torah. Therefore, he can't say Eidus. He can't do Siluk. Tashma, not a try at this. Tashma, even to one Aniyah Iri. He says I want to give $1 million to the Kupas Ha'ir. To the Naniyim of the city. Ain't done him with the only eyes here. And there the Yarshim saying, no, he never gave it. Ain't done him with the only eyes here. You don't use the Yom of that city because they're gaining to have all that money for the Kupas here. Maybe being right around here, you don't bring aid from that city. So first of all, I want to know what's going on over here. Tisbara, Aniyim Shakli, the Yonim, absolutely. Because Aniyim get money, the Yonim are gaining. What do they care what the Aniyim get? Well, why is that a vested interest for them? Ella, as Mara says, Ema ain't done but the Yoni Ania is here. Vema Vi and Raim Ania is here. The Ania of that city cannot be the Yonim, and the Adam can't be from the Aniyim of that city. Freyti Gemara, Vamayla Stalko Betray, Navshayu, let two of the Aniyim say, we're not taking from this, Viladainu. Let them be the Adam, what a dying. Talking about here by a Sefer Torah taka. And why are they called Aniyim? I'm not called Aniyim. Like the Rashbam explains, a city that doesn't have a Sefer Torah, they're called really Aniyas. It's a huge Aniyas. And that's what it means, Aniyim over here. When it says, true model Aniyah here means I'm giving money for the Sefer Torah for the city, and therefore the whole entire city is disqualified, like we said before, because everyone gains from the Sefer Torah. That's one terrorist to explain this. People say, Lo'ilom, Kriktani, Aniyim, Mamsh. Avado, we're talking about real Aniyim. And the question was, if we're talking about Aniyim, why couldn't the Aniyim just be Masalik themselves? Why couldn't they be Masalik themselves? And, or the Kasha was, that if we're talking about the Ashirim who are Dayanim, what do they care? So Mara says, no, I'm talking about Aniyah Mamish. And we're talking about Ashirim who are being the Dayanim. The rich guys are Dayanim. I was the problem. They were responsible to take care of the Aniyim. And Vehechidon, what's the case? Either Kitzluhu, if every person in the city has a chiev to give a certain amount of tzedakah, and it's a set amount, so then Leisi Beit Shemanayo, two of the city folks should just give two, both of them give their chelek, and now they're not gaining from this donation. It'll be Adam. Leisi Beit Shemanayo, the kids, Luhu v'ledainu, and be the dine. So Gemara says, Hachamai Eskinon, the loy Kitzluhu. It was not a set amount, it was per need, and now they're going to gain, because if they got this big donation to the city, they are not going to have to give tzedakah for a while. So they have what to gain, therefore they can't be dayanim. There can't be any dayanim, and it could be that there's a kasha, I think the preacher has a kasha, why can they just give some money, and then they show they're not gaining? I guess it's not clear how much they would have to give or not give, but they're gaining from this, and therefore, that's what it can't be dayanim. But you're saying, well, the kids too, was the exact amount. So why can't you just give their amount, and then say, well, now I already gave a davar? But still, the nichlu, the kibun, the ravach, lemaisa, since there is extra money here, so their kits even goes down. Because they don't have to give more than they have to give. So even though they have a set amount, they will gain from having that amount of money. They'll gain from that having that amount of money, and therefore, the halacha is, they call, they gave aidas, and avada, you could do siluk. Because all these kashas were, why can't you do siluk? There's a special reason why you can't do siluk, because it's impossible to get out of gaining. We're going to see one more Gemara here on this recording. That here you can't get out of what you're gaining, and therefore, if you can do siluk, but by Sefer Torah and by tzedakah, you can't get out of it. Now the third thing that Shmuel said was Nasin Shemer Socha Zel is that two shutim maksid Shemer Socha to each other. Freit the Gemara on top of Daf Mem Gimel Amabeis Amai Shmira B'Bailam He. The kasha is, and like Tosfos brings it out more, the halacha is, if two shomrim start working for each other at the same time, even if Shastak Neva Veda, the other guy's not working for you, you're potter from being a shomer. And it's not only by Shoyal, Bal of Imai. It's even by Shemes Socha, because the Gemara Darshan's, the extra Vav, even by Shemes Socha. So here, if we're both watching each other's stuff, each other's, you know, the plow, I'm watching the plow, Shutvas, you're playing, you're watching the plow, the Shutvas plow, and it gets stolen, so I'm a Shemes Socha because you're watching me? Yeah, but you're doing the same time. If you work for me at the same time, there's no Chi of Shemer. And my Shemir Bailami. Amra Papa, Papa says, the Tanai was, I watch today and you watch tomorrow. Not that we both watch the same time. I do the Shmir today, you do Shmir tomorrow. I watch for you today, you watch for me tomorrow. And that's a Shem Esacha, because you're working for me. That's Klara, Aschar, you're working for me. And obviously we're talking about here, this Gemara's Kasha and Shem Esacha, there's no Din Shemrim on Karka. Dafka on Matatlam. The Rashbam is Lashon Sada, which the Rishash asked was Lashon Sada. It means Imrim B'Sada. There's bundles of wheat on the Sada. And that's also the case if you're watching that. I watch today, you watch tomorrow, and it's Shem Esacha. You know why it's Shem Esacha? Because that was the Tanai. That you're going to watch me, I'm going to watch you, and therefore you consider you're getting paid for it. You're not a Shem Echinam. And therefore you're Chayiv. What's the Chiddush? So why is that a Chiddush? So the Rashbam, the Chiddush is because the thing that I'm watching today, does it belong only to you? No, it belongs to me also, to Shutvas. So anyway, I have to watch my own. So maybe that wouldn't be called something watching something for you. It's not called I'm being hard for you. It's like a Shem Echinam. I'm anyway watching it. Kamash Lo, I'm still called a Shem Esachar, and Yechai even Einzim on your Chelek.